Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Indeed. Yes, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And not too much going on this particular weekend because it is Folk Life weekend. And there are a couple of alternative things going on. I believe the one to Fuca Festival is still happening, although I haven't gotten a Twix on that for a long, long time. It's in Port Angeles, and I think they're still continuing the thing. And it's kind of a festival of all kinds of different music, not just folk, but a lot of different stuff. And maybe they're doing it, maybe they're not. I haven't heard. And, of course, this is Folk Life Weekend at the Seattle Center with all kinds of music for 4 days straight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, in that great, wonderful Roadhouse where they have nothing but nonstop contra dancing, and they have advanced, and they have beginning, and they have all kinds of stuff, and they have the best callers and the best bands. If you're in a contra dance band, it's a wonderful thing to play. Because, of course, over there, the people who go to that particular, you know, and I got nothing against beginners or anything, but everybody who goes to the Roadhouse there at Folk Life, when it comes to contra dancing, they all pretty much know what they're doing. And all a caller has to do is give them a brief intro. Takes them about 3 minutes, and then you just play, and the whole thing just rolls along. It's pretty amazing, the Roadhouse there. And it's got like a big garage door. They just open up the door, and the breeze comes in from the outside, and so it's never too warm, and there are jugs of water all over the place. They used to serve chili and hot dogs there as well, and squares and Cajun and country dancing and contra dancing, dancing, 4 days worth. Pretty amazing. Bluegrass all over the place, jug band music, people jamming about every 30 feet. Folk Life is an amazing, amazing thing. You have to have stamina to go there and be there all 4 days. And a lot of food, a lot of people making a ton of money off the fact that you're hungry. That's the one drawback. A lot of people make a lot of money off of Folk Life, and it isn't the musicians, that's for sure. But that's okay, because Folk Life gives you the exposure, and if you play your cards right, you can sing in the city of Seattle for 500, 600, 700 people. Alrighty, there you go. So that's going on this weekend. And in June, there are a couple of things going on. I will be playing Bootsers, and I believe that's going to be on June the 12th, I think. June the 12th. I think that's when I'm playing. I don't know. I'll tell you next week. I'm playing sometime with Bootsers. Alrighty. And then, and Wes Weddell is going to be in town on the 18th. He's going to be at the Damon Barn. The Damon Barn is doing their wonderful, wonderful concert series again this summer. The summer last year that produced Richard Cream and Greg and Kierdwin Spatz and Bridges Home. Bridges Home and Greg and Kierdwin Spatz are both coming back. So are New Blue, that wonderful bluegrass band out of North Carolina. And they're going to be back here, and they'll be at the Damon Barn as part of that Damon Barn concert series. And that'll be an amazing thing. That is an amazing thing. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb and all those folks there. Dulcimer Camp is going to be back. You go to the Willamette Valley Music Alliance website. It may already be sold out for all I know. So check out the Willamette Valley Music Alliance website. Just Google it. Look it up. You can find out maybe that there might still be some spaces left at that Dulcimer Camp, which is always 4th of July weekend. I don't know if it's the weekend before or the weekend after, but it goes for a whole week there, way up in the Willamette Valley, up in the mountains there in Joseph, Oregon area, Enterprise, Oregon area, and they do a dynamite job. So if you go to the Willamette Valley, come on, Dan, the Willamette Valley Music Alliance website, you can find out all about that Dulcimer Camp. Alrighty. And I believe that the folks in the Tri-Cities are still going to be doing their second Saturday sing-along. And they do it all year round. So the second Saturday of June, which I believe is the 11th of June, second Saturday, sing along, be happening then. Alrighty. And that's about all. Not too much happening because the festival season, there will be a Yakima Folklife Festival. How about that? Haven't heard much about it, haven't gotten anything on it. And your applications, you need to go to the Yakima Valley, I believe it's YakimaValleyFolklife.org. Maybe it's YakimaValleyFolkFestival.org, but I think it's Yakima Valley Folklife. I'll check on that and tell you after the next couple songs. Because you can still apply, and I believe you have to send something, like a tape. I think there are still tapes around. You have to send a CD, or you have to make a digital reproduction of something that you do so they can screen you. And I'll let you know that. I believe it's YakimaValleyFolklife.org. Go there and they can tell you how to do your applications. But the applications are due on Tuesday the 31st, so you need to jump on it right now. Just found out about that. All righty. Where are we at here? Where are we at? This is Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien. Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien. And it goes like this.
These memories and moments. Cosmic Cowboy from Austin, Texas, Mr. Jared Jeff Walker.
Story songs about an old street dancer and the stories he filled into me when we spent a long weekend in New Orleans. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Worn out shoes, silver henna, ragged shirt, baggy pants. He did the old soft cheek. They jumped so high, then they lightly touched down. I met him in the center of New Orleans. I was down and out, down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. Spoke right out. Talked of his life, talked of his life. He laughed, slapped his leg, a step. He said the name Bojangles and he danced a lick. He danced across the cell. He grabbed his pants, a better stance, and he jumped up high. He clicked his heels. He let go and laugh. He let go and laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Well, I'm Mr. Bojangles. He said, I'm Mr. Bojangles. They call me Bojangles, 'cause I can dance.
Danced to those in minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, spoke the tears of 15 years I was dogging him. They traveled about with a dog up and down, up and down. After 20 years, he's still green. He said I dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him,
child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train just hauled it away. Then the coal company come with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber, stripped all the land, and they dug for the coal till the land was forsaken. They wrote it all down as a progress man. So Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Dad, let my ashes float down the Green River and let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Cool. And isn't that neat that Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien would be a part of asking John Prine to come on and do his old song? John Prine Peabody's Coal. Of course, Peabody's coal company's gone bankrupt. That was in the news about 2 months ago. And but John Prine, of course, was playing that at the Philadelphia Folk Festival in 1969, 1970. Put it on his very first album that was just called John Prine, with Steve Goodman doing the harmony vocals on it. John Denver recorded it, skipped a whole verse. John Denver was good at fracturing people's songs. Did the same thing to the city of New Orleans, really messed around with that. Till Arlo Guthrie read him the Riot Act, and John Denver re-recorded it on a kid's album and did it right. But John Prine's been doing this song for quite a while, and he actually does a version of it on the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band 50th Anniversary album. Does a good version, and of course we heard Jerry Jeff. Isn't that really neat? The way they took the Jerry Jeff version, which is always in the key of D. Jerry Jeff always did Bojangles in the key of D. From the time he wrote it back in the mid-60s, his very first couple of albums, all the way on up to those Man Must Carry On and some of those things, he was doing Mr. Bojangles in the key of D. And the Dirt Band, when they released it as a hit in 1970, 69, 70, originally on the Uncle Charlie and His Dog Teddy album, they did it in G. And to be able to take both of these groups, the Dirt Band that's been around for 40, 50 years, and old Jerry Jeff, and put them together and make that, and bridge that, and make that key transaction, the where they go from, what do they call that? There's a word for it. Transpose is not it. Transfer is not it. Transition is not it. But it's key something, key change, if nothing else. And just to make all that work, that was so cool. And then Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott working with John Prine on Paradise. Good stuff. This 50th anniversary Dirt Band thing, public television did a fundraiser, and it's part of that. There's a DVD as well that has even more stuff and interviews and everything. And I remember when I bought the Good Time album by the Dirt Band, and I was trying to learn this song, and I thought that this is one of the best versions of Jambalaya ever. And then now they do it on this 50th anniversary concert, and it sounds almost as good. The Dirt Band doing Jambalaya. Here we go. All righty.
Tippy toe, found an old place is buzzing. Kin folks come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Yeah, they're dressed in style, go haul wild, me old pal. Son of a gun will have big fun on the body. Oh, jambalaya, crawfish pie, Philly gumbo. For tonight, I'm going to see my share. Guitar, Bill Buchar, Andy Gale. Son of a gun, well, happy fun on the body. Bless him. We'll be right back.
dirt band, that dirt band, that dirt band doing the jambalaya there. And they do an awesome version of, on the, especially the studio version of Diggy Liggy Lion, Diggy Liggy Lowly. Fell in love, done it to Fado Doe. Woke up this morning and they called Big Joe, Diggy Liggy Lion, a Diggy. When they did the Cajun stuff, they did a pretty good job on it. That old nitty gritty dirt band, most of them from Colorado. Yes, indeed. And how are we going to get out of this into Kurt Craven here? How are we going to do this stuff about knights and elves and getting into this English thing and this kind of medieval mythological thing? There's no way to get out of Jambalaya and go directly into this very easily. We're going to do it anyway. I really like this album. I like this young fella. We'll talk more about him. This is his new album called Elfland. And it's a pretty good little album. Alrighty, here we go.
The night was riding lonely. The road was winding long. The sun had barely risen. Frost was shining in the dawn. His sword was sharp, his lance was keen, and his armor burnished bright. And as he rode, he sang with all his might. Oh, hey, 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 hey. I am a knight, I am a knight, oh, I am a knight, said he. Of all the kingdoms of the world, no finer thing to be. He'd held the vigil rightly and watched his arms by night. And in the morning came the king, and he made him there a knight. Sent forth a mighty hero to defend the castle walls and all who walk within its mighty halls. For I am a knight. Blood red was the sunrise, and blood red was the field. The knight lay fierce about him, and he brought the foe to yield. And those who fought, he cut them down, and he left them where they lay. Then he took the road to fight another day. Oh, hey, 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 hey. I am a knight, I am a knight, he tried to find the song. But silence overtook him as he sadly rode along. And under midday shadows, the night began to yield. Perhaps my spurs are better served than fighting in the field. No castle wall to build or guard, no blood to stain the soul. But blankets for the winter and food in every bowl. For I am a knight. The farmer had no harvest plow. The knight gave him his sword. His lance became a parchment's pole to help him cross the ford. His armor turned to cups and bowls. His shield a chalice bright. His helm a lantern shining in the night. Oh, hey, 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 hey. The night was riding lonely, the road was winding long. The sun was slowly sinking, with darkness coming on. No sword or lance to take the field in rags against the cold. But as he rode, he sang out brave and bold. Oh, hey, 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 hey. I am a knight, I am a knight, oh, I am a knight, said he. Of all the kingdoms of the world, no finer thing to be. The knight was riding lonely, the road was winding long. The sun had barely risen, frost was shining in the dawn. Her sword was sharp, her lance was keen, and her armor burnished bright. And as she rode, she sang with all her might. Oh, hey, 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 hey. I am a knight, I am a knight, oh, I am a knight, said she. Of all the kingdoms of the world, no finer thing to be. I am a knight, I am a knight, oh, I am a knight, said she. Of all the kingdoms of the world, no finer thing to be.
General Tyler, kind the tie.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Oh, General Tyler, kind the tie.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Where I saw me.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
I was, oh, stormy sun.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
I had built a ship 10,000 tons.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Somewhere high, high, stormy.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me why I stormy. Loader down with ail and the rum.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
And every shellback should have sung.
Carry him to his burying ground.
To
where I saw me. Walk him along, John, carry him along.
To me, why I saw me.
To his burying ground.
We'll dig his grave with a silver spade.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
And his shroud of the softest silk is mine.
Carry him to his burying ground.
To
where I saw me. Walk him along, John, carry him along.
To me,
to his burying ground.
We'll lower him down on a golden chain.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
On every link we'll carve his name.
Carry him to his burying ground.
To me, why
you saw me. Walk him along, John, carry him along.
To me, Tyler's dead and gone.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Oh, General Tyler's dead and gone.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me
why you saw me. Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Tell me why
you saw me.
Oh, I started that without even looking at the watch. My goodness, we have to take a little bit of a break. Steel Iceman, General Taylor. Before that, Cray Van Kirk from his album Elfland. We got lots more music to go. We have to take a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. Hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.
The programs you enjoy on Northwest Public Radio are made possible with support from Whitman Hospital and Medical Center in Colfax, providing digital imaging services to support each patient's individualized care. Imaging technology includes 3D mammography and in-house MRI and CT scans. Information at whitmanhospital.com.
Overcast skies to start off the weekend, and it will also begin to get warmer throughout next week. Today is mostly cloudy with breezes this afternoon. Tomorrow also looks breezy with a chance of drizzle, then becoming gusty in the evening. The rain clears up by Memorial Day Monday, and then you can expect sunshine by Tuesday. Highs today in the 60s.
captain, there was a lady, there was a ship of wood and of steel, and there were the years that they sailed her together, her at the lookout, him at the wheel. For gold and a fine house to keep, they meant nothing, and he was a fisherman who couldn't stay still, so they came together and called to the shipwrights to build them a vessel to go where they willed. Sail away, away the capes to the north, where the cargo and crew so fine. This was the dream of their time. Oh, sing me, boys, sing me, boys. We'll weigh in the anchor and haul out the sails. Sing me, boys, oh, sing. And we'll sail on past daybreak in a good southern gale. One morning the sun rose pale yellow, and the sky was a bleeding blood red. All hands on deck now, a vast wind a-brewin'. It'll bring down the heavens and wake up the dead. The storm came and struck like a hammer, and with it came fever that sent Kate below. And just like the fire that burned in the rigging, it burned in the lady who lay down below. By midnight the sea it had raged and gone silent. By sunrise her shroud had been sewn, and at sunset the sea took her home. Oh, sing me, boys, sing me, boys. We'll weigh in the anchor and haul out the sails. Sing me, boys, oh, sing. And we'll sail on past daybreak in a good southern gale. And so sailed the captain alone from the lady. The crew mourned her loss as one of their own, till one night a storm caught them hard upon harbor and threatened to dash them apart on the stone. In the darkness, the crew could see nothing, and the captain was helpless. He steered all alone. Then sudden to starboard there stood a figure, guiding the ship into harbor and home. And so came the lady back to the captain to chart him a course, it was true. And he brought the ship safely on through. Oh, sing me, boys, sing me, boys. We'll weigh in the anchor and haul out the sails. Sing me, boys, oh, sing. And we'll sail on past daybreak in a good southern gale. In the years after, when the weather was fine, the captain dreamed softly, alone in his years. But when the sky darkened and the sea rose up swiftly, between him and danger, the lady appeared. And then one October, at the first touch of winter, the captain made harbor, put the crew all ashore. The ship needs a rest, boys, come back in the springtime, and together we'll sail the big waters once more. Alone then he sailed from the harbor. It was out past the marker, it was into the wind, it was into the arms of the lady who beckoned. It was there on the rocks that he found her again. So sing me, boys, sing me, boys. We'll weigh in the anchor, all the sails up above. Sing me, boys, oh, sing. And we'll sing of the captain and the one that he loved. Oh, sing me, boys, all the way sing. We'll weigh in the anchor and haul out the sails. Sing me, boys, all the way sing. And we'll sail on past daybreak in a good southern gale. Sail on past daybreak in a good southern gale. Sail on past daybreak in a good southern gale.
to all our Scottish fame. Farewell, our ancient glory. Farewell, even to our Scottish name. So
it's all to play. it's the best of all food, and the wallet will clothe us and keep our backs from the cold.
We'll pipe and we'll sing love.
Oh, Steel Ice Band, this is way back. This is 70s stuff. And these are the folks along with Fairport Convention that got involved in electrifying, as in using electric instruments and taking English folk songs and taking them into a whole new different realm. These old, and all the academicians said, no way, you can't be doing that. And they had folks like Ashley Hutchings were in the group, and Martin Carthy were originally, and Tay and Gary Wood, or Gay and Terry Woods, and of course the original core of Matty Pryor and Tim Hart, and Nigel Patchen and Rick Kemp, and Peter Knight, and you came up with this amazing, and I believe Bob Johnson was in that group as well. Just amazing stuff. How about that version of Parcel of Rogues with all that overdubbed fiddle? And then, of course, A Rosebud in June, a song about the sheep shearing in June. And they did it for quite a few years. They had a budget. They were supposed to produce 6 or 7 albums, but they only had X amount of money to work with. And you kind of tell when the budget's sort of winding up. But, boy, they made it work. And they've been around now, off and on now, for 40 years. Steel Ice Band. My goodness. Let's see if we can play one more. One more from the Commoner's Crown album, Steel Ice Band. Here we go.
Mother,
from the album Commoner's Crown, Steel Ice Man. Amanda was saying they can make these ballads so. This is a murder ballad. My gosh, she killed him. She stabbed him. And his last wish is, Mother, Mother, make my bed. Make for me a winding sheet and wrap me up in a cloak of gold to see if I can sleep. One of those kinds of ballads. But Steel Ice Man did it. They turned it into rock and roll. And yet they kept the integrity of English folk music more so than a lot of folks do. And they still do it. And you can still pick up the bulk of the Steel Ice Band catalog. Get the early stuff. Get those up through about the first, you can go maybe the first 13, 14 albums. And John Kirkpatrick is on some of them, and so is Martin Carthy. They have some live albums with those folks. And David Bowie produced one of their albums. Peter Sellers is on the Commoner's Crown album, actually. And David Bowie's on an album where they do to Know, Know, Know Him is to Love, Love, Love Him. And they get together with all kinds of folks and do some interesting things. Steel Ice Band. Well, that about winds her up. Yes, it do. It do. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. Doing the playlists. And the playlists are at nwpr.org. They get posted on around Tuesday, max. So check it out, and you can find out all about all these different albums that you've heard, including Cray Van Kirk and Steel Ice Band and Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott and all the folks you heard on the show today, Arlo and everybody, okay? Heidi's singing about the highways and freeways. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because I insist on this. They are your roads, folks, and they ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Yes, you are. We'll see you around the bend next week now. Bye.